This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli calls for health equity and climate action at UNGA, engages in high-level bilateral meetings. Nepal pushes for higher roles in UN peacekeeping as Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba engages in high-level talks at UNGA. And International Monetary Fund approves $7 billion loan to cash-strapped Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that the disparity in health services between developed and underdeveloped countries should be ended, and this disparity has made it challenging for underdeveloped countries to provide equal health services for all. Addressing a program organized by Mount Sinai Hospital and Empath Nepal in New York, Prime Minister Oli, who is in New York, attending the 79th UN General Assembly, said that despite the vast improvements in science and technology, underdeveloped countries are facing challenges in the field of health infrastructure. Also speaking at the program, the research director of Dholikhel Hospital, Dr. Rajiv Shrestha, shared that with more than 70% of health 70% of deaths in Nepal caused by non-communicable diseases, Empath is working to enhance specialist services in treatment of diseases related to heart, kidney, and of cancer. Likewise, in his statement at the high-level plenary meeting of the 79th UN General Assembly on the theme Addressing the Threats Posed by Sea Level Rise, Prime Minister Oli called for adoption of an integrated approach, a mountain-to-sea initiative in our climate actions, recognizing the inherent connections between this ecosystem. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli said we must take bold, decisive actions to limit the global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Prime Minister Oli also called upon the UN General Assembly to convene a high-level meeting next year dedicated to addressing the existential threats posed by climate change to both mountain nations and island states. Representing the nation of Mount Everest and the mighty Himalaya, also known as the Third Pole, Prime Minister Oli proposed to start deliberations keeping in mind a long connecting chain, the melting of ice and glaciers in mountains and polar regions that ultimately results into sea level rise. During his statement, Prime Minister Oli also urged to stop the reckless burning of fossil fuel in the name of development to save our planet for future generations. In the meantime, the Prime Minister attended a reception hosted by US President Joe Biden. Prime Minister Oli joined the heads of state and government of different countries participating in the UNGA at the reception held at the Metropolitan Museum of Arts in New York. On a different occasion, Ellis Albright, the CEO of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli. During the meeting with Prime Minister Oli, various matters of bilateral interest between Nepal and the U.S. and MCC projects in Nepal were discussed. The Prime Minister posted on his personal social networks account following the meeting that he looked forward to the early completion of the project for high-quality connectivity through transmission lines and highways. Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Rimal and Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal, among others, were also present during the meeting. Similarly, a meeting was held between Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli and Chief Advisor to the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Mohammad Yunus, during the sidelines of the 79th UNGA. According to the Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister, Bishnu Rimal, during the meeting, Nepal-Bangladesh relations with a focus on energy and transit cooperation, tourism, cultural exchanges, educational ties and cooperation in regional and multilateral forums were discussed. Likewise, First Lady Radhika Sakya attended a reception hosted by the U.S. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden. Ms. Sakya, who is a member of the Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to the 79th UNGA, joined the spouses of the head of the state and governments attending the UNGA at the reception held at Manhattan, New York. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deuba met with United Nations Under-Secretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix. According to the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, during the meeting, the foreign minister said that Nepal has been contributing to the UN peace mission for long and stressed that Nepal should be given an opportunity to serve in the high positions of the mission. Also, the foreign minister met with the United Nations High Representative for Least Developed Countries, LDCs, Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs, and Small Island Developing States, SIDS, Rabab Fatima. During the meeting, matters of common interest, including sustainable development goals and climate change action plans, were discussed. Meanwhile, during the sidelines of the 79th UNGA, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana and her Serbian counterpart Marko Đurić signed an agreement on exempting visa for diplomatic and government passport holders of the two countries. Earlier on Wednesday, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana, who is a member of the Nepali delegation to the 79th UNGA, met with Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sánchez. During the meeting, matters related to strengthening of mutual relations between Nepal and Spain were discussed. Mentioning that health care is guaranteed as a fundamental right by the Constitution, President Ramchandra Podil has said that it is the responsibility and obligation of health care providers to provide health care to the poor and vulnerable people. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of the B.P. Koirala Memorial Cancer Hospital and 28th National Cancer Awareness Day today, President Podil expressed his happiness that along with the health infrastructure and technology, Chitwan is developing as a hub for health services, and also expressed his belief that this will end the situation of having to go to the capital city for treatment. He recalled that the first elected Prime Minister, B.P. Koirala, was suffering from cancer and had to go abroad for treatment. Envisioned a cancer hospital with facilities to treat this disease in Nepal, and said that this hospital was built as an excellent example of implementing the policy of decentralization taken by the then government. Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly inquired about the Master Plan implementation progress of Lumbini Development Trust as well as held discussions with the stakeholders. The committee discussed about Lumbini Master Plan implementation run by the government as the National Pride Project. Committee President Sonam Galjan Sherpa said their attention was drawn towards challenges seen in the implementation of the Master Plan of Lumbini, activities carried out against the master plan and demands of locals. Similarly, Vice Chairperson of Lumbini Development Trust, Dr. Lalkar Lama, shared that problems have surfaced in completing projects with the federal government delayed sending the budget for the implementation of the Lumbini Master Plan. Deputy Mayor of Lumbini Cultural Municipality, Kalpana Harizan, suggested amending the Act to ensure the representation of locals and the province and the federal lawmakers as per the demand of the locals. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has approved a $7 billion loan to cash-strapped Pakistan. The country is due to receive the first $1 billion of the loan immediately, with the balance to be paid over the next 3 years. Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif welcomed the decision and thanked the head of the IMF and his team. Pakistan has taken more than 20 loans from the IMF since 1958 and is currently its fifth largest debtor. As part of the deal, Islamabad agreed to a number of unpopular measures, including increasing the amount of tax it collects from people and businesses. The country has relied on IMF loans to meet its needs for decades and continued to struggle after years of financial mismanagement. Last year, the country was on the brink of defaulting on its debts and had barely enough in foreign currencies to pay for a month of imports. The IMF approved a $3 billion bailout for Pakistan in July 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon and the partial influence of the low pressure system developed in the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of all provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes, Lumbini, Karali and Sudarpashim province. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places in Kosi, Madhes, Lumbini and Sudarpashim province today. The division for the states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 0.2 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for a health equity and climate action at UNGA, engages in high-level bilateral meetings. Nepal pushes for higher roles in UN peacekeeping as Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba engages in high-level talks at UNGA. And International Monetary Fund approves $7 billion loan to cash-strapped Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next news in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.